Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain. We're looking at about a 4-hour flight time today. We got clear skies, good visibility. Flight attendants, please prepare for takeoff.
Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
You guys both look like you might want to hit me in the face.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns Play and Austin Talks Sports.
Afternoon delight.
Yeah, it will be cool. It could be two. Stop running around in circles.
You're damn right. Let's go hour number one on a Friday. Welcome to your weekend. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling is doing all kinds of cross work today. He helped out with Bucky and Aaron this morning because Brad Kellner is taking some Jewish holidays off. Man, if I could get the holidays without all the guilt and the work. Whew.
No, if I
love that.
If I ever move to another religion, I always said it will be Judaism.
That is the one, man.
And another job, a bank. Can you imagine being a Jewish banker? I think there's one of them out there.
Oh my God!
I mean, with those dual holidays, as your religion and that job,
that would be nice. That would be
work
nice.
11 days a year.
Hope, apparently Brad's hanging out with the family in Galveston, so hope they are getting what they need out of this time off. And
I called them last night. Is that wrong?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the rules.
We picked up and we talked.
So I guess it's not one that would require
I've worked
him to
with enough Jewish people.
Get rid of his phone, something like that.
There's sometimes you can't call. I mean, their phone's off.
Right, but that's on him.
He takes it serious.
That's on him, not you. Right,
right. He picked it up.
Yeah, if you call and the
we talked
and the phone's working, it's not like you should have realized. It's like when I call somebody and it's like.
I did see lightning during it.
You saw, what do you mean you saw lightning? Oh, I see.
In the distance. So, I mean, that's
and
probably
you heard,
just a.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
That's coincidence, I'm sure.
Like when I call somebody and I start to feel bad. If they say, man, I'm really busy right now. And then I start to feel bad. I'm like, no, wait. I called them. If they were too busy, they shouldn't have picked up the phone. That's not on me. That's on them.
It's not on you.
Right. I mean.
But.
I don't need to be upset. I don't need to feel bad is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
In that situation, right?
Yeah, I just take my grandma's etiquette on that.
Now, if I know ahead of time that they're involved in something, that's different.
No, but you call and you say, are you busy?
Oh, now I'm the master of, you know me. When I call, you and I talk very rarely voice to voice, but one of the first things I say to anybody is, do you have a second?
Yeah.
I
like that.
All the time.
I do too.
Yeah.
I do too. And if they say yes, then.
Then we're good.
Then we're good.
Yeah,
right.
Then we're in.
Yeah.
Then we're in. Because some people, sometimes they won't tell you. All right. Hope you're having a great Friday. So Trey is off. Right now, resting up after doing Bucky and Aaron this morning and the midday show. Our man Kalai is in producing once again. The Hawaiian heartthrob is here.
Look at him.
Kalai, are we allowed to mention any plans for you or not?
You look like a bouncer at an Italian joint, and I do mean joint.
Kalai is getting ready for a little weekend trip of his own.
How's your ass life?
I'm going to Lubbock to go see a girl.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Got a little weekend trip
planned. It's the only reason you go to Lubbock.
To see a girl.
To see about a girl. Exactly right. We will definitely talk a lot of football today. We've got pro and college football, as always, on tap. We've got high school football as soon as we're done. Where do we start, Kevin? What's on your mind today?
Oh, what is on my mind? Football is on my mind, even though the Cubs got a nice win, did they not?
God, that was a crusher for the Brewers.
And actually, last night's a great example of why I like this time. I love both sports so much, but Niners Rams gave you something,
man. That thing turned really good.
Yeah, I mean for what it was.
I need to thank the Rams right now for being just sloppy enough,
right?
Just sloppy enough to make that thing truly interesting towards the end.
Neither team is making the playoffs, but NFL Films next year, that game's going to sound like a Super Bowl,
right? Yes. You're right. When they do the team packages, I was waiting for that Aaron Donald.
Then both teams drafted 2 and 3 respectively, taking Sam Donald and Joshua Rosen.
I was waiting for the Aaron Donald play at the end of the game to be a roughing the passer.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's how bad the Rams had stumbled to the finish. Fumble the kickoff, screw up the onside kick. Like,
And you know I'm watching with no emotion on this. Like, I'm watching just laughing, kind of.
Right, because you understand where your Niners are right now.
Very much so,
this
yes.
is not exactly, you know, Montana and Rice trying to head down the field.
No, it's not.
So, I love the onside kick because the Rams guys were so adamant that the onside kick could not have belonged to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because what are you doing? We didn't touch it. We didn't touch the ball. And it's like, no, no, fellas, you didn't touch the ball.
It went 10 yards.
The ball traveled like 13, 14 yards. Right. Like, how far down the field does it have to get before you know the rules of what's happening here? It literally hit a niner on the helmet first before it did anything else. Hey, if Thursday Night Football can give
us... We needed
us
some music for this at times, right?
Absolutely. Man, if they're gonna, if you're gonna give us bad matchups that look, you know, icky at the beginning, at least have it turn out that way.
Yeah,
that's the most points that's ever been scored. You hear that on Thursday night? 80 points combined.
Really?
Nobody's ever done that. And I don't know if we chalk it up completely to this, but these are two of the youngest coaches. You know, McVay is what, 31, the youngest of all of them.
And Shanahan.
And then obviously Shanahan's not exactly a grizzled veteran right now as a coach. This is his first head coaching gig.
34, 35.
And he's not my age, I guarantee you. He's probably younger than me. And
he is.
And they, yeah, and they fired, I guess.
Well, it'll make he went me to feel UT,
it'll make
now,
me
I
feel
did
better
too, and he's younger than me and I'm younger than you, so
you didn't have to do it all, for
well,
sure.
I'm just
guessing.
To put it out there.
Older. But, yeah, it was good. That was good stuff.
I mean, for what it was.
Yes, for what it was on a Thursday night when it's those two teams, there was some entertainment. You see why Todd Gurley is a fantasy football owner's, you know, dream at times.
Yep.
The dude does a whole lot of stuff. And we also see, here's the other guy I thought of last night. Do you think Vince Young watches that game and thinks, you see... Do you see what happens when you get a quarterback away from Jeff Fisher? Do you see what happens?
Probably.
I mean, Jared Goff threw three touchdowns.
They're different guys, but yeah.
Right? Jared Goff
Vince
actually...
Vince and Jeff.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Goff.
Goff and Vince, obviously.
They're different, but yeah, I mean, getting away from Jeff does help.
Yeah, certainly it's helped him so far. I don't know that it's made him look like a number one pick overall yet, but
no.
There's some interesting numbers with the Rams. We'll get into those as we move along. You got that from last night. Also, Charlie Strong's group did win. Win big. 40,
they did.
43-7.
Pulled away. I told you Temple's not great.
I've been comforted by something today. I realize that we're never going to see that team truly tested, but I forgot one game. They play Houston. So for all this talk about how awfully easy their schedule is, I think it's October 28th.
Mm-hmm.
They host Houston. So an extra reason to
Find out more about them this weekend.
An extra reason to peek in on Tech and Houston this weekend.
Right.
Is let's see what Major's got. He's already beaten Arizona. Let's see what they look like. I'm going to be watching, I'll be honest. As an Aggie, I'll be watching like I'm watching a former girlfriend because, you know, Kyle Allen's out there throwing the ball around. Is he good enough? Are they good enough?
Look how fat he is.
To take right. He doesn't look that good. He doesn't look that accurate. I don't know what you're talking about.
Is that a rash?
I have no idea. He's looking pretty bad.
His acne's just gotten out of control.
It's terrible.
It's because I'm not washing them.
Yeah. So, just a thought for the weekend.
Is that how you watch all that? Do you watch Kyler Murray and mop up duty and just think, oh, you should be starting your legacy?
I think of them in that. I think of it as Allen and then Murray. I don't have as strong of feelings. I thought I would have more strong feelings about Kyler just because he's Kevin Murray's kid or whatever. But the problem is I know too much and I've heard too many stories about what actually happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it has soured me on everything. So it's not as, you know, romantic.
Well, what can you spill here?
As it was.
On the air.
I mean, I don't think it there are plenty of stories out there about how Kevin Murray's not the easiest guy to deal with.
And I've heard that.
Yeah, there were some of those things.
And I've heard Calvin is.
That
so.
Yeah, right. He got the good end of that particular deal.
Yes, we did.
In many ways. Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting game. That's an 11 o'clock kick with Tech and Houston tomorrow. So I want to see that because if this South Florida team is going to continue to have those kind of games, and they're pretty good last night. The defense was good, but Temple's awful. I just don't want to get to the end of the year and be thinking, okay, well, this team's going to go play on January 1st, but, I mean, we don't know a thing. I want to find out something. Football's about learning about teams, right?
Yeah, it is.
And I'm not learning a thing about this South Florida team so far.
No, I'm not either. And maybe Houston will do that. I mean, I'm learning that they're talented and that just like Bridgewater did, Flowers makes Charlie look like a better coach. Like any good quarterback does or coach.
He does. He does. His numbers were not fantastic last night, but he was...
We saw him scamper for a first down for S&G's.
Mm-hmm.
And take three steps, first down.
Couple rushing touchdowns were big.
Yeah.
No, yeah, he takes control of that team when they need him to, and he's been very, very good. Let us know if there's anything specific over the weekend you're looking at. Specs text line and voicemail line 337-3776. Longhorns with the off weekend, and next Thursday they will go to Iowa State.
So Notre Dame at Michigan State, 7 p.m., Fox. That's kind of all by itself. We'll be watching Penn State, Iowa maybe at that point,
mm-hmm.
but not a lot there. And I've said the Irish defensively, the talent is not where it was 3 or 4 years ago where they were getting a lot of Southeast kids, where they had Aaron Lynch, Tuitt, obviously, Teo from Hawaii. Different guy, or is he from Cali? He's from Hawaii.
He's Hawaii. Hawaii. Yeah.
But they were getting guys from Cali, too. The talent looked different. They're moving. They're playing a lot faster because with the new coordinator, it's simplified. And they're playing, they're not thinking as much. So, but they're just not as talented. And with Michigan State, after the down year last year, I mean, Mark's one of those guys we all think is one of the best coaches in college football, right?
Well, yeah, he's a guy like, I put him in the Gary Patterson group.
That's a good group.
I trust him that if he has a bad year, he's at a place where he can afford to have a bad year, but I don't expect him to have multiple bad years,
yep.
And I'll trust him to figure it out.
Yeah, and that may not be much to watch, but there's a couple out there I'm really curious about. Mississippi State, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and you and I are both taking Mississippi State.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, Georgia was more talented than Notre Dame when they just lined up. The receivers couldn't get any separation. The line, all of a sudden, Mike McGlinchey, first-round pick. Well, you need to work on your edge game there, brother. But that guy, you know, on the other end, I mean, Georgia, hell, they grow those kids.
Georgia's
always got 6'6 guys who can run.
Georgia's defense pretty salty this year.
Always.
It's pretty good. I want to see Georgia's a team to me, it always just needs to come together, and are they physical enough when they need to be physical? Because people will talk about their defense, and then their defense will get busted up. Or people will talk about how great their quarterback is, and then he'll have a bad game.
Or they get gashed.
Yeah, can it happen when it needs to happen? I'm reading up on this game, and Georgia's defense, it's been incredible. It's nothing like Mississippi State hadn't seen a defense this good and all that. It's like, okay, well, that's what we need to see if we're going to fully believe in Georgia.
It's just hard for me to believe that LSU, with their talent, and they still have a lot of talent. I mean, Arden Key is going to be a top 10 pick, and you know they've got other guys if you've just seen them. With Aranda, that I can't give Mississippi State a lot of credit for that. You're telling me the Georgia guys are going to be that much different?
I know. No, I agree.
We're acting like they played North Texas and Southeast Louisiana.
I would.
And it's like, now they're facing Georgia. It's like, yeah, that is a big step up. No, this is LSU to Georgia.
Yeah.
And they bashed them.
They tore them up, man. It was never one of those games. It wasn't like it was 7-all going to the fourth quarter, man. They just smashed them. It was crazy.
What was the final, 37-7?
37-7, yeah. And I think they...
That's a pistol whipping.
I was actually pulling it up here to double check something else, but I believe they led the entire way, or it was tied. It was 7-0, 7-7, and then they just took off.
So TCU at Oklahoma State. I don't know. Maybe I'm leaning too much with Oklahoma State, but I took TCU with the points. I think Oklahoma State's going to win. I'm almost regretting that now. We should put the ball on the table.
That's an interesting game for a lot of reasons. I was reading something today, breaking down the quarterbacks. By the way, if people haven't checked out, I was reading some college football news. I know you're a big fan of that website.
Yep.
They're picking Mississippi State to win. They're picking Iowa to win this weekend.
Oh, really?
They predicted Iowa to beat Penn State.
What have I told you? I mean, I told you about that one. No, I'm sorry. I told you about Michigan-Purdue. Michigan-Purdue, to me, more is an upset alert. Iowa would surprise me if they beat Penn State.
That could be interesting.
That's a tough place, though. That is a place, if you look in the last 40 years, there are just some teams that go up there that struggle, and I don't know if it's the pink or what.
Right. Yeah, I guess they still do the
pink locker
visiting
room?
Locker room pink?
In 2017?
Did they let them do that?
I don't know. Would that be misogynist? I don't know.
It is one of the greatest college football stories to me ever. The Hayden Fry, back in the day, if you're our age or maybe you're younger and you haven't heard it.
Psychology.
Right, back in the 80s, maybe even back in the 70s, Hayden Fry at Iowa came up with this idea based off of psychology and color recognition and stuff, and he painted the entire visiting locker room pink with the theory of that it relaxes you, calms you down, things like that. And I'm sure they've claimed many a victory off of that.
I love it.
Over the years.
One of those crazy things that's in the sport.
Let's hope we see that this weekend. Maybe they'll show us a good camera shot of that. Penn State at Iowa is an ABC 6:30 kick. And in terms of that game, what else did I – Iowa's an interesting team. One note that I saw, sixth in the country in time of possession. Iowa's a team, remember them from a couple years ago when they had that really good team that went to the championship game and they'd go on 21-play drives. And you just
led by who?
Led by, was that the T.J. Beathard?
No, up in the booth. C.J. Beathard, up in the booth.
C.J. Beathard. Oh, Greg Davis.
Greg Davis.
Right, Greg Davis. They'd go on those 20, 22-play drives. You just couldn't have the football. They still kind of do that. They still want to take it away from you, grind it down.
Goal line, I formation, bring the man in motion, ISO.
Oh, okay.
One of these days, we're going to pull it out.
It feels like a therapy session for you. It feels like a therapy moment for you. Have you ever discussed Greg Davis in a therapy session? Has that ever happened?
No, because I'm cool with Greg Davis, man. I really am.
I feel like a lot of Longhorn fans have mentioned his name in a therapy session.
Probably, yeah, yes. Yeah, I think you're right about
that. I would think so.
But I can look at what he did, and especially now, if it would have ended in 2004, then there would have been some problems. But we'll give him credit for 2005 and actually what he did with Colt outside of the speed option left. I mean, you're going to always look back. And real time, you get a lot more pissed off when you look back on it. You know, for the most part, he was better than we give him credit for.
I
shouldn't speak at the funeral, but there you go.
It's probably fair. As long as we're there, let me ask you a Texas question here. It's the Horn 104.9 AM 1260, hornfm.com. What you're reading so far, message board-wise, talking to Texas fans or whatever, where's this Tim Beck thing right now? I mean, it's so early on in the process. They're not already – I mean, I'm hearing things, you know, every once in a while. Are they already bagging on the guy? Are there already Tim Beck jokes out there?
Because some of it goes back to Ohio State and Ezekiel Elliott in that game that he didn't get any carries, Michigan State, right?
Right. And he got the play calling taken away from him.
Yeah, so, right. Okay. So that's already coming into it. What I hope – you know – I think Herman, much more than Mac, is capable and will take over or make sure that his voice is heard. So I don't know exactly who is calling big plays or running plays. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're scheming together. Schematically, he's probably good. Greg Davis was major. Always said, Greg Davis, if you got 11 X's and 11 O's, man, that guy was a genius. I mean, that guy could do some stuff. Seriously.
Right.
You know, and that is part of football.
Mm-hmm.
But the clock's going and you got to call a play. Sometimes he wasn't a great play caller.
Yeah.
And he was too close to the vest. Offensive coordinators can look at a season, especially offensive coordinators, and you try and hold on to as much as you can without showing how many cards you have as the season goes on. So 95 Nebraska loved it because Osborne held a bunch of stuff until Florida and the national championship game. Throwback. Where's this been? Oh, I've been holding it. I can run triple option left 40 times a game, and we beat you 70-7.
Didn't need it.
Didn't need it.
Sorry.
You know? So some of these guys have to do it and have to, and Greg just didn't, he wasn't creative or ballsy enough when he should have been. He's holding stuff back in Dallas. You know, what are we doing? Like, I couldn't believe we're still running that? And there's the story of the Stoops brothers putting in film, watching it for 5 minutes, laughing, ejecting it and having a party for a week and then winning 65-13. Yeah. So those stories never helped. But that's, you have to get in depth with that. And that's what I think Greg was. I think the play calling was a problem. I hope that's not a problem with Beck. Not enough sample size for us right now. I do think the head coach and his offensive mind and how quickly he's going to jump in will be different than Mac and Greg.
All right, a question for you and all the video game heads out there. Does playing football on a video game make you appreciate offensive coordinators in real life?
No, it depreciates them a little bit.
Or because the computer allows you to have some stuff that real life doesn't.
When the video games, you're scoring a bunch, so you go,
it's easy.
I put up 70 points a game.
Okay.
And we only scored 17 in the Coliseum. That is a problem. It makes you appreciate it whenever you've got to make a call and you're taking it too serious and you're like, man, can you imagine if this was real life?
Right, because you do have the play clock the same way he does, right?
Yeah, right, yeah, right.
Everything's the same.
I mean, you know, and my heart be going.
Can you imagine if this was for my job? Can you imagine if this was for everything?
But usual video game guy, it's not good.
Well, with my team, I'm averaging 8 yards a carry.
Yeah, and it's a video game.
Right. Okay. I got you. That's fair. I figured that was the answer. I was kind of hoping maybe there was a little bit on the other side there.
No.
No, not really. All right, coming up.
We have as much depth, video game people, as you wrestling people do.
Whoa. Wait a minute.
Not a lot.
Easy now?
Well, who's that a shot at?
There's other video game people out there trying to have some pride. Don't put them down there on our level.
I didn't put us down on that level.
Come
I'm just
on.
Saying in terms of depth.
Oh, okay.
We're different humans. Oh. We're in a different basement, but there's not a lot of depth.
I'm just going to step up and be honest as a wrestling fan. I've always thought you guys were much deeper than us.
Well, I mean,
because all we're doing is watching. Now, I guess some do play video games. I don't play wrestling video games. I don't know what level that's on. But, yeah, no, trust me. I think you guys are...
Wrestling video games. What is that like?
I think you guys have to...
You play that naked?
I think you can look down a couple levels at some wrestling fans and where we are.
Does that game come with a leotard?
I have no idea. I don't know anything about wrestling video games. I've literally never played one in my life. Not one time have I played a wrestling video game.
Well, you have a PlayStation 3, but you never play any video games.
That's correct. I have no games. I just use it to,
Into it with Monkey.
Stream stuff. I'm a stuff streamer.
Get into it with Monkey.
Now we maybe find a game. What game should we start with? Call of Duty?
Softball game.
A little softball?
It's got to be a softball game.
Might help her timing.
Well, actually, you know what it would help with? Just basic things. Okay.
The rules and stuff? Yeah, maybe.
There's a broad on first. No, don't say that. Don't say there's a girl on first. We got one out. How should we set our defense here?
Daddy, why does it say it's the broads against the dames?
Yeah, I know.
That's not going to be good.
That's not good.
Craigway Sports Report is coming up. We'll get you a big three, catch you up on the stories of the day, including a big injury story from the NFL. Kind of matters if your starting quarterback is not going to start. We'll get you that coming right up on the horn. There we go. Chad and Kevin with you on a Friday. Got some good musical birthdays this weekend, but for me, it doesn't get any better than Ray Charles. Tomorrow, Ray would have been 87 years old, died back in 2004.
You know what movie I remember this from? I mean, obviously I know the song outside of that, but...
This movie with the mess
he's
around.
He's dead now.
Was this in Blues Brothers? No.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. John Candy with a cigarette driving down to playing the piano. Closing his eyes.
Now, that's a movie I finally saw after many years.
God, I know.
And it was great.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, and I knew that one would be great. It's not like I thought that movie would stink.
Candy was so good.
I'm a big enough fan of Martin Candy. They'd had to really be bad to mess that thing up. Happy birthday to Ray tomorrow.
Get your lazy behind out here. She may be small, but she's tough. First one, come out sideways. God, that was good. Spit on his hand to shake Martin's hand.
That's a great movie. Good movie. Also, if you are like Kevin and his sister and you love your 80s music, Tony Basil, who did Mickey, has a birthday today. David Coverdale.
Classic.
Lead singer of Whitesnake has a birthday today.
Oh, Whitesnake. What am I
Here I go again on my
Here
own.
Here I go
there
again
you go.
On my own.
Joan Jett with a birthday today.
Gee.
I know you're a huge fan of I Love Rock and Roll.
This is a big day.
I know. 59 for Joan Jett.
I mean, some one-hit wonders, but good one-hits.
Yeah, and then tomorrow you got Ray Charles. That's pretty cool.
Ray's in a little different class.
Ray is in a different class. His birthday's on a different day and a little bit different category there. Hope you are having a great Friday. Maybe you're already off and getting to do whatever it is you're going to do. Texas fans, enjoy your weekend off. If you're one of those fans that doesn't really watch any other college football, you know.
You're missing out.
Take some naps, maybe, and do some stuff around
That'd
the house.
That would be weird, though, wouldn't it?
To not watch any college football?
To just be into that. For me, it's odd. To me, that's going to a restaurant, one of the best restaurants in the country, and you go there a lot, and you only get one thing. Ever.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I understand you got your classics and you go, yeah, 8 out of 10 times. I'm definitely getting the Nokia. I may get something else. But
That's
all you get. And you see everyone else around getting incredible pork chops, lamb chops. And they're just like, that's the best thing I've ever had. You got to try this. No, I'm going to stick with this.
I'm good. I'm staying right here. staying right here.
Like, I mean, that is your favorite because that's your team. I get that.
Right.
But you would at least look at other things, right? Try other things.
Yeah. Well, here's what I wonder. In certain relationships, like in, even in my relationship where I'm working to watch football, and my wife knows I need to watch a lot of football games, but occasionally she'll say, well, the Cowboys don't play that day, right?
Mm.
I looked at the schedule and they don't play till Monday night.
Oh,
so
she's looking at schedules now?
You can go. You could go with us on Sunday.
Come on, Wendy.
Right? And so I wonder, do Texas Longhorn fans...
Big Debbie Downer here.
Do the girlfriends, the husbands, the wives, whoever it is that would say that to you, do they say that to you? Hey, you know, Texas is off this weekend. We should maybe go to Fredericksburg and go...
Oh, I got that. I've gotten that before.
Go antiquing.
It's one of the great things about being single is that I didn't even have to plot a plan by Tuesday of this week of, well, I mean... No, I actually do got to watch this because, you know.
Yeah.
Where I didn't have to do that.
It's just, you just watch.
No, I just do what I want to do.
It's going to be a good weekend of watching football.
It's fun.
We will talk about the big college and pro games. In fact, there's an update on one of the big pro games of the week coming right up in the Big Three. But first, we got the Craig Way ready to roll. Craig Way Sports Report. Craig Way.
Game weekend arrives, at least for the teams that are playing this weekend. In San Marcos, final preparations are being made for Texas State's HEB I-35 showdown matchup with their neighbors from the Alamo City, UTSA, tomorrow evening, with the real possibility of a sellout of 30,000-seat Bobcat Stadium. Another road test awaits Southwestern University. The Pirates will play the first game away from Georgetown since the season's opening week when they play at Louisiana College tomorrow afternoon. It's an open date on the schedule for the Texas Longhorns, but the work continues. Last night on Longhorn Weekly from the Longhorn IMG Radio Network and Heard on the Horn 104.9, head coach Tom Herman was saying he knows one area that certainly needs correcting.
We've got to figure out our identity running the football and on offense. And I think, you know, we spent 2-3 really long, hard days offensively kind of retooling who we are and what can we do, especially, you know, both our starting tackles are not playing for us anymore. And if any offense has to go through that, that is significant. And we got to find a way to do what the current lineup that we have can do. That's why we get paid to coach. It's certainly not an excuse, but you know, there's a lot of adjustments to be made when two of your starters are out, both of them at tackle.
Coming up this afternoon, more from Tom Herman as he discusses how to turn things around in the running game. That's in our next report. I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
Thank you, Mr. Way. Let's go Big Three here at the 3 o'clock hour.
Maybe.
There you go. A lot of football coming up. Now, last night you had South Florida beat Temple 43-7. Quentin Flowers had 96 yards passing, but he did have a couple of rushing touchdowns. And South Florida was helped out by 312 yards rushing. Yeah, that Temple run defense had a tough night. Coming up this weekend, obviously, you got a lot of big games. TCU at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State with the third best offense in the country coming in. Mississippi State and Georgia, we talked about that one a little bit, between the hedges. How about one win, Kevin, for Mississippi State since 1974 against Georgia? Now, it's the SEC, so they've only played 23 times.
Still, though.
Still. Haven't one win since I was born. That's pretty crazy.
That's going to be a big one just for that program, but also getting back to TCU, we talked about last year they didn't have the Jimmy and the Joes with injuries, but also just the guys they had. We're going to find out about that secondary and that defense. Does Gary have the people he needs? Because that thing is high octane on the other side.
Yeah, don't miss the beginning of that game.
No.
Oklahoma State comes out and comes out fast.
And don't play all man.
No, don't do that either. Penn State at Iowa, obviously a big game. And how about Michigan at Purdue? This might be my favorite stat that I gathered today, Kevin. Michigan's offense has been in the red zone 10 times. They have 8 field goals and 1 touchdown.
That sleepover was worth it.
Wow. Yeah, well, yes. The kicker is great.
Nordin is fun to watch.
He is a great kicker, but boy, have they been non-productive once they get in the red zone.
It's the problem with them. I mean, they've got that program is rolling, and the wide receivers are getting better. Peoples, Jones, Black, they got some guys. Watch out. I'm not sure about Isaac, but everything's coming together. The defense, too. Gary's going to be a beast. I still worry about some of the young corners. But it's Spate. It's, you know, and Harbaugh tries to get around that. The one thing I disagree with Harbaugh in building a program, go get some guys who can run in college football. Vince Young had the highest passer efficiency rating his last year. Like, if you can run and play 11 on 11, you don't need to be Joe Montana. The windows are open, and guys will be open. You just got to – you can lay it in there.
I'm glad you mentioned the receivers, too. Tariq Black is out of this game. He broke his foot, and he will not play. That's big.
Yeah, it is. And I think
– Isaac's good to go, but Black, I think, is out of the game.
Okay, well, that's big. They've got enough guys there. I worry about the guy trying to throw it to him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'd certainly agree with you there. In the NFL, speaking of guys that will not play in the game, how about this one? Sam Bradford is out Sunday versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That changes that game a lot. It's his left knee, the one he's had multiple ACL surgeries on. He's going to go see Dr. James Andrews today. Case Keenum gets the start. Case looked awful.
Remember?
Against the Steelers.
We had to look that up a week ago, and I go, oh, here it is. And you go, well, that's not going to be good. He looked bad, and this is... You realize the levels at quarterback because you miss Sam Bradford right now.
Mm-hmm. You knew you were going to miss Bridgewater.
Right. So it all goes levels.
But the way Sam played against the Saints was so impressive.
It was.
And if he could have gotten that momentum going, who knows what they look like against Pittsburgh. And then obviously this Bucs team looks pretty good. But man, if you're like me and you're pulling for the Bucs, you know I don't root for injuries, Kevin. But going into that game, if I get to choose, oh my God, let me face Case Keenum.
That's going to be ugly.
Please.
And you guys are building some mo right now.
Yeah, the Bucs are getting going. They're playing pretty well. Rams beat the Niners last night in a crazy close one, 41-39. Houston at New England. More injury stuff. Gronkowski will play. Of course, he's got a groin injury. That just feels
he's
right.
He's banged
there.
Up?
Yeah, right. I know. Shocker. It's just like Tom Brady being hurt. It's wacky.
Is Cal going to miss the game?
Rob Gronkowski.
I don't know. Is Costner in town?
Rob Gronkowski with a groin injury will play. And Danny Amendola is back from the concussion. He will also play. We told you yesterday, earlier in the week, we told you about Will Fuller not able to go for the Texans in this game. Cowboys and Cardinals is Monday night. And in baseball.
That's big with Amendola.
Yeah, no, to get him back is going to be big because they've got to replace that Edelman situation on some level. Baseball-wise, great races coming down to the end. White Sox did beat the Astros last night. Keuchel took the loss. So, Astros fans, you are, let's see, it's three games back of Cleveland for the AL lead, and you're four back of the Dodgers for the overall lead in baseball. Don't know if they catch either one of those, but it's still... Still feels possible a little bit.
And this is what sucks. You look at schedules and you go, oh, we get to face the White Sox. How great is that? Well, they're loaded and they're bringing all these kids up. So Yoan Moncada can't get him out right now.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, a guy that was hitting at the Mendoza line, it's at 250, and we know how talented he is. So they've got talent. We're going to throw Fulmer tonight. Oh, great. So you're facing young guys, but talented guys. And the A's do this every year. You face them at this point, they get red hot, and you go, well, I thought record-wise this was going to be easy. We need this right now.
Interesting
you
point.
You guys are out of it.
Rangers are about to go to Oakland to start a series. Texas beat Seattle last night 4-2, and tonight it's Texas at Oakland and the Angels at the Astros. Kevin's Cubs have now won 8 of 9. They beat Milwaukee in a wild one last night, 5-3, 10 innings. You want to know why these series are so big? It's a four-game set in Milwaukee. Obviously, you change one whole game every single time. So instead of Milwaukee keeping a 3-2 lead in the ninth and winning it and finishing it and being down 2.5 games,
right.
They give up the RBI single with the bases loaded by Baez. That ties it up.
Hobby.
They give up the Chris Bryant jack in the 10th and lose the game, and now they're down 4.5, and that's big.
It was huge. And we talked about it being Jeffrey Dahmer night, and at the end of the day, it was Dahmer's problem. You just couldn't shut the door.
Oh, just couldn't shut the door.
Needed more locks.
Lots of locks. Locks are
important. Lots of locks.
Locks are important. One other note, in the Big Three, Rutgers football is getting 2 years probation for failure to monitor under former coach Kyle Flood. Kevin, I thought they'd have more respect for him. He created free agency. I mean, that's Kurt Flood. My bad.
Oh, okay.
Different guy. I'm so sorry. Kyle Flood.
Oh, my God.
Was the guy. Apparently, he ignored drug tests and.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some other stuff like that.
All right. Was that Tim Pernetti who works for a host or whatever, the people that run the games here?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, man. He was, yeah, I know he got in trouble there as the AD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, that's not
I
good.
Worked with him at CBS. He's an awful human being.
All right. Fair enough. From Rutgers, looking at some probation there, doing all kinds of things that I'm sure only that school has done. That's your big three. Let's hit the break, and then we'll come back and get you a crap bag. It's Friday. It's the off week, but we still got a Scottish guy for you. Also, a couple other news and notes. I was able to check out this new Irwin Center stuff. I'll give you my thoughts on that as well. Coming up on the Horn. I love this song. How great is this song, Kevin?
Oh,
come on. In fact, I missed the adaptation on Sunday nights. They need to go back to this on Sunday Night Football.
Oh, that's right. They had it.
Why did they change it?
I do like Sunday Night Football's theme song, though.
Come on, Carrie Underwood.
Don't you like that?
Not the new one.
No, I mean the...
I liked this one.
Dun, 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 dun. Showing New York City. Especially when it's cold outside.
Yeah, those are good. That little you're right, that little piece of music is
fine.
Yeah,
that's good, but this I want.
What they had Pink and then Faith Hill doing and stuff, that's what I dug. Joan Jett, happy birthday today. Joan is 59 years old and still rocking.
Tell you what it's better than.
What's it better than?
Coming to your city.
That is correct. That is absolutely correct.
If you want to schling schlang with my wing wing.
That is our topic today on the text line, things and music better than Big and Rich. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
No.
Don't text that in.
Nope.
I'm just kidding.
That would break the line.
That's a joke. We don't want it to melt. That's just a joke. It'd be easier to do the other list. All right. Chad and Kevin with you. The, what is that, Longhorn Network reshow in USC in Texas?
Fox.
Oh, Fox is reshow. I guess Longhorn Network can't if it was a Fox game.
I don't know, because they're
doing...
How does
that work?
It's all about if they're cool enough and if they're butthurt about things. So, like, ESPNU is showing the CBS game of the week, which is new this year.
Oh, okay.
On Sunday night. You know me, I'm always watching those replays on Sunday or Monday.
These networks are getting along a little better nowadays, it feels like.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Well, they had to bow up together against the Big 12.
Yeah.
So if we add... No, math doesn't work that way.
That's true.
You can't add Louisiana Tech, and it doesn't count as Michigan.
We still get that, right? No.
No.
That's not how it works. All right, crap bag time on a Friday. Let's go crap bagging here.
Chad's crap bag.
Crap bag. If you need an easy way to remember it, just... think of a bag of crap.
All right, Kevin, your choice. Scottish guy or random thoughts first? Which one you want first?
Scottish guy.
All right, Scottish guy in the off week still has some thoughts. Oh, goody. Here you go.
There was something in the air that night. The stars were bright. Orlando. Now that's what I call a defense. Mr. Wheeler, Jefferson, Nelson, and Locke, welcome to college football. Mr. Hill, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And to Mr. Orlando, a hell of a performance. Now get them to care when it's Iowa State. Now, as far as the vaudeville act of Tim and Tom, there'll be no yelling, just the stating of a simple fact. There is no good argument for handing 25 the ball just 4 times if he's healthy. Stop trying to make one up. Enjoy the week off, pick the right QB, and get them to block someone. And now, on to one of the strangest cultural spectacles anywhere, the day every year when the Aggies and the Razorbacks put shoes on, comb their hair, get a spit bath, and go hang out in Jerry's mansion. It's like watching Larry the Cable Guy and Billy Ray Cyrus try to beat the shit out of each other at the Taj Mahal. And this year's game is sponsored by Penske Moving Trucks, Bubble Wrap, Security Deposits, and the National Coaches Convention. Loser leaves town to pack and find a new tone. All right, everybody enjoy your bye week and get ready for a good old-fashioned QB controversy. UT 62, idle, free. This is SG, 3.8, 3.8, 3.8, 11.4.
That's not a good thing. If Scottish guy does the math for you, that's not good.
Dude, I've laughed at a lot of those.
That is not good.
Has there been a line I've laughed at harder than that? That was, you're going to take, or he's going to take some crap from the Aggies.
That may happen. You never
cultural
know.
Spectacle.
You never know.
You're talking about the game on the field.
Yes,
right?
The game, obviously. The game is going to be wild between A&M and Arkansas this weekend. All right, a couple of random thoughts here. Yesterday they put out, Texas sent out the thing about the Irwin Center and the new stuff they've got going on over there basketball-wise.
I looked at it.
Okay, so you know me. I'm Mr. Technical about a lot of these things. And the most technical thing for me was, am I looking at an actual picture or am I looking at a rendering? So far, the floor...
That's a fair question.
Yeah, the floor and the lockers, all I'm seeing right now are renderings. If you've seen this video, the video goes by so fast, and they barely show you enough.
What's up with that?
I mean, it is... You talk about...
I had to turn it off.
Cutaways. Trey said it made him sick.
You know, me too. I mean, because I'm one of those where that... You know me. Too much sound, too much light. I'm a sensitive creature.
No, I...
And that stuff like that, it throws me off.
The picture looks like they're going to be a little closer to the correct burnt orange once we see it. What I'm hoping for is that on TV and to the people that walk in, it looks like the right color. They had the issue at the football stadium years ago. The Mac Brown era helped.
So you think it's too dark?
Helped to fix that out. It's been too light to me.
But do you think this is too dark?
No, I think that's going to be okay.
Because I like the rendering, the University of Texas, and then you got the Longhorn, doesn't look too big in the middle, and it is darker. And I always felt like it should be darker. I mean, it was always too light.
The other thing I wanted to ask you about as a Longhorn fan, to me it also looks like it's going to be the legitimate Longhorn logo.
Do you know why it was that light? The basketball?
Why?
Because when Penders got here, because Weltlich was trying to darken it up, when Penders got here with his tan... He didn't want those two to match too much, which I don't blame him. There's contrast if you're on the sideline that much, and you're on the court as much as he was.
The hell did,
but now he's gone. It's time to make this change. And I'm glad
Coach,
we are.
Did Coach? Where's Coach go? Oh, there he is. Oh,
there
God.
He is.
Coach, you scared me. Because the,
how'd you know he was there? I could smell him.
I think it's going to be the actual logo in the middle of the floor. Again, not to be too technical, but I can do that. That logo that's been in the middle of the floor at the Irwin Center, that's not the trademark Texas logo.
No, it's going to be the actual logo.
Now it's going to be the actual logo. Are you also comfortable with the fact that the state of Texas is not going to be there?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
You good with that? Yeah. Just the logo. I think it could look sharp. I'm hoping they get the. I'm hoping the color's right, but
I mean,
it looks sharp.
Do we really
looks
need the state on there? Doesn't right above the University of Texas?
Kind of says it.
Yeah, right. I mean, we don't need to draw the state out.
It conveys the message.
It does.
I think it absolutely conveys the message. I got no problems with that. So that is online, but just realize right now we haven't seen. And even if you do see a little bit of those shots of the floor, they do have a floor laid down, but I think it's at the practice facility. And I have not seen anything that is legitimately from, you know, haven't laid it down at the Irwin Center yet.
Okay.
So we'll look for that, but that hopefully will look a lot better once basketball season gets here.
That's good. Make the aesthetics as good as they can be, and I'm surprised it's taken this long. I will say this, they've made a lot of improvements to the Irwin Center. I mean, I think the Irwin Center is a pig that you can only dress up so much, but they've dressed it up. And it used to be, I mean, 20 years ago, it was a lot worse.
Yeah, and they're going to have a new... big floating scoreboard over, floating, but you know what I mean? The big scoreboard above the floor and new scoreboard and HD and all that good stuff. So a lot of improvements coming. The basketball players are going to have badass lockers just like the football players have with all the pull-out stuff and special places to put everything. And
right.
It gets air-dried automatically and all of that.
Real estate question here.
Yes.
I know we wipe our butt with money, or we could, us being UT,
mm-hmm.
not you and I.
Glad you clarified.
Yeah. Yeah, I needed to do that.
I would never do that.
But should we be renovating this much?
A building that's going to go away?
We know we're moving.
You are moving. Yeah. It is.
We have FU money, so...
To be fair, it is kind of a Texas thing to do.
Of course it is.
But, Kevin...
You know what they would say. Huh? Hey, those still, you got to treat every year with recruiting and all that.
Yeah. Plus, all of the stuff we're talking about can be moved to the new building. Right?
I don't know.
The floor, the lockers, you can move that stuff.
Well, yeah, but...
I would assume.
A giant screen.
Oh, yeah, you can move
scoreboard.
That. Yeah, fine. That's fine. You can do it. It might cost you something, but you just said
it. Does Ray still have that pickup?
You got the money. Dude, you're fine. Look, when they
get a helicopter? How do you move that thing?
Look, when they have a concert at Jerry World...
Probably just a big truck, right?
Yeah. When they have a concert at Jerry World and they
save the text on that.
Yeah, and they have to move that big screen... Do you know how much it costs Jerry?
Does Jerry know? Does Jerry care?
It's $1 million.
Okay.
They have to spend $1 million to move the screen. Like when YouTube.
$1 million is
it's nothing.
It's nothing
no,
for that
it's nothing.
Guy.
It's spit on it money for Jerry. He's fine. It's no problem. Yeah, so it's going to be good. Also, I just wanted to point out today, it's a big anniversary for me and those of you that love crap bag type of things. Kevin would not care about this, I guarantee. But it's the 10-year anniversary of Mike Gundy's rant today. I think it should be a college.
How do you know I wouldn't care about that?
I think it should be a college football holiday.
I think Gundy's an underrated coach.
Did you dig the rant at the time?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course I did.
We weren't working together then. 10 years ago. Nah, 10 years ago.
You would know. I wouldn't.
We hadn't broken up. We were broken up
yeah.
by a third party a couple months before that. This was September of 07, and we worked together till July
what
of
a cheap
07.
Move. I put my 2 weeks in, and they wouldn't even give us the 2 weeks.
That is true. That did happen.
What did they give us, a week?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, you know this. What do they give us, a week and 2 hours?
Technically, it was
that?
4 days.
Okay,
and then
all
on
right,
the,
there you
yeah,
go.
The last day of that week. But yeah, 10 years ago, and now we're 10 years past, and he's 50 instead of 40. But I listened to the whole thing again today. It's my second favorite coaching rant, I think, of all time.
Really? See, okay, it's not that high for me.
It just there's something about it that always grabs me.
My second
I'm
favorite.
A man! I'm 40!
Yeah, it's just something about it,
it's
man.
My second favorite Big 12 rant.
Okay. Fair enough.
Because Hawkins has to be one.
Hawkins is a great one, yeah.
Do you have Dan Hawkins in there?
Yeah, that's a good one. Big 12
look
football.
Dan Hawkins, Big 12 football.
Right, Big 12 football, intramurals and all that stuff. The fact that it went as long as it did. The fact that he addressed...
Lee Elia is still the best of all time,
Lee
right?
Lee Elia is still my favorite rant.
Okay.
Hands down, if you haven't heard Lee Elia in 83 with the Cubs, it's the greatest thing ever. It is the greatest collection of swearing this side of George Carlin. It is unbelievable. Please. There you go. There's your Dan.
That's Dan Hawkins.
That's your Dan Hawkins.
Go play in a murals, brother. Go play in a murals.
Yeah, Mike Gundy, 10 years ago today. Wow, that makes us feel old. Makes me feel old today. All right, 4 o'clock hour coming up. Big college games of the weekend. Big pro games as well. We'll get into some other stuff. Penn State and Iowa. Can Iowa pull another upset? Plus, Sam Bradford is out for the Vikings this weekend. If you're a fantasy owner, that might be an important piece of information for you. More coming up on The Horn.